Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of So This Is Me Trying. This is a special one because it's Galentine's Day. And I have my very special Galentine, Amanda, on.
Hi.
She's been my BFF for forever, since we were kids, pretty much. So we're doing Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we are going to do a paint and sip. So that's why you guys see easels.
We took a few sips before we started, so we're halfway there.
Yeah, just needed a little liquid courage tonight. So, in true Leslie Knope fashion, we've got our waffles. We've got, the lady celebrating ladies, uteruses.
Before deuteruses.
That's kind of my favorite ones. This one is the ovaries before brovaries. I think this is probably my favorite one.
Fries before guys.
Yes. So actually, if you don't know anything about Galentine's Day, believe it or not, it was actually invented by Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. And it's just a really cool day to get with your girlfriends and have a girl's day and, not, as Leslie Knope says, it's a day to not be around husbands and boyfriends and just celebrate with your friends over breakfast is what she said. So we've got some waffles here. They're just for display, but So we celebrated our first Galentine's Day.
Let's see, 10 years ago or 11 years ago?
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah, Lila was 6 months old and she's 11, so 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was our view. Flew in from...
Yeah, I did. I came to visit you. She was still living in New Jersey and I was in Richmond and I came to visit you and super special. So it always, I think, in our friendship holds a special spot for us.
It does.
Valentine's Day.
And it's been a while since I think we've actually been able to do anything for Valentine's Day.
It has.
It's been a while.
Yeah, so this makes it extra special.
It does. And I wanted to give a special shout out to you for Caitlin. She does Caitlin's Custom Designs.
Yep. Yep.
She's got an Etsy shop. I'm going to link everything below, but she was gracious enough to hook me up with these little easels and paint, just so we can have
glasses.
A special, our glasses, have our names on them. So thanks again, Caitlin, for doing that. We're going to do a little paint by numbers and just,
guys.
Yeah, we're just pretty much this episode. I was like, what are we going to talk about? I was like, oh, maybe we should do some trivia. And I found this really funny trivia thing. And then I couldn't find it again. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to wing this one.
Yeah.
And you're just going to hang out with us and watch us sip and paint and just kind of be us, to be our normal selves.
Yep.
So I guess we can get started. So we've already
pre-taped
our canvases because that's what Caitlin told us to do.
Right here. Right
here. So she said to use Scotch Mate. We used clear package tape. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
We're good. A little. It'll be fine.
And an artist, I am not. So no judges.
It's going to be fun.
We're sharing these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. We've got these. She was, so cute. Thank you again, Caitlin. She's got all these printed directions for us. She did all of this for me.
This
so
super
I,
cute.
I really appreciate that. So it looks like we do the, which, I guess it's this blue.
Okay.
Cool blue.
Cool blue.
So
okay, that's what I would go
this
with.
Is cool
start
blue.
Start off by setting out all your material. Tape the okay. Paint half of the bottom of the canvas with the color cool blue. Okay. Does it matte? It doesn't have a brush.
I know. I need a little I need some Bob Ross directions. use your number two special brush, and you're just gonna
Dina's
do these.
Way more artsy. Okay,
gonna...
so she's throwing me off with this. Is this the whole? I haven't even started yet. So, do we go all the way up to the tape?
Oh, no. Let's see. It looks like she's just kind of... Oh, wait. Yes. So we're going to do cool blue.
Here we go, guys.
And then we're going to do Caribbean. So we're going to do cool. Just a little cool. Just
oh, my. I don't
some
know,
happy.
Guys, if I can paint like a teacher. So I'll
just
turn mine around.
Just some cool blue at the Baskin or Bob Ross on, just a happy little.
I don't want to blow anybody away with the end result. It's going to be
just some happy little
happy strokes.
So just.
I feel a lot of, I'm going to be honest with you, I feel very under pressure.
Don't feel bad. I just painted my easel, so.
Yeah. I about knocked mine off here.
My cool blue's going to be all over the place. Oh my gosh. It's been a while since I've painted anything, so.
Yeah, I think the most painting I do is, like, I like to spray paint. Paint stuff and do stuff with the kids' Halloween costumes. I've been lucky the past couple of years they've picked things that, like, I kind of have to do their makeup for scary stuff, so I'm into that.
Who doesn't let me do any of that stuff anymore?
Well, you got Ben, you know.
That is true.
Ben can't talk for at least...
He's starting to.
Crap.
So...
Oh, crap.
God, he's... He's
of course, he's got to be boy genius over here.
He is boy genius. Gosh, he like, whew, he keeps us on our toes. Like, his new thing is he likes to turn the Roomba on and then run.
I thought you were going to tell me that he sits on it.
He like tried to stand on it today like a skateboard. He was like trying to like skateboard the Roomba.
I can definitely.
Yeah, he's wild. He's a wild child. It's like,
who
really
do you think he acts more like?
Me. Absolutely. He may look like, he looks all like John.
Okay, excuse me. She's already on to her next shape. I'm sitting here still doing cold
blue. That's what it said. I think it said.
Yeah, that is what it said.
Says, it doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be perfect.
Thank goodness for that. Okay. I totally.
It doesn't have to. You just do you, boo. Just,
that's my motto.
Just do you.
I feel
you.
Like I'm going to knock this off the easel, like, right before we finish. Wait, is this the Caribbean blue?
Yes.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. This is Caribbean blue? Yes.
I'm blowing myself away.
You're doing a little taste. It's beautiful. I mean, it looks...
I'm going to give you guys a taste.
Oh, it looks great.
You got to blend.
Blend it in. Just a little blend. Blend.
A little blend. All right. You knew this was going to happen, right? Okay. Everybody brace yourself.
I mean, that looks good.
What can I say?
I mean, like a Picasso.
Okay, let's see.
So now we do the Admiral. Oh, wait, God.
No.
Now that we remove the tape. Oh, Ooh. Okay.
I felt safe with the tape.
I did, too.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Like you're like fucking waxing.
I know.
Did you get
Which
it all?
Actually,
hold on. There's a piece still.
Speaking of wax, not that anybody cares, but I've scheduled myself my first woman wax.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds terrifying. I don't know if I can do that.
Here's
like
the thing. My tape's stuck, guys. I just feel like I work with. All these girls and they all go to like the same lady and they swear by these waxes. And I just feel like it's a passage to like, well, damn, look how
there we go.
That
yeah, that's good.
I just feel like it's a rite of passage. So we're going to see. It's probably going to be terrible.
Let me know how it goes.
They're going to wax my butthole.
Wow. So like we're officially into like, our lives are really turning into fucking bridesmaids right now.
Yep.
Are you going to get your asshole bleached? Are you guys going to get your assholes leeches together? Should I be jealous?
I'm going by myself.
I didn't even want the cookie.
Are you jealous? She's going to get to see that side of me, literally. I'm terrified.
I'm going to be at your wedding.
Yeah.
And Belotus.
Who's this bitch? Oh, she's my waxer. We're real close.
No, I'm talking about like, I was like your work friends or something.
I can't
and then when you get married, that. I'm going to be giving that speech. Espanada. Burrito.
I watched that.
I fucking love that movie.
Downloaded.
Oh, my God.
I watched it. I don't.
That movie never gets old to me.
No, it's a good one. Thanks, though.
Where are you, an appliance?
Extra no, my name's funny Steve. To me because I've said things very similar to that.
Yes.
when I've been being serious, so.
Are you an appliance?
An appliance. Yeah, that's a good
help
movie.
Me, I'm poor.
So, I have a question. Oh, we're blending. I was going to say, why did we take the tape off already? But I see here that it's a whole process.
We're blending. Yeah, we're
the process.
I didn't trust the oh, shit. Okay.
She's slurring her speech.
little bit of a drippy drip going on. Just work that out.
So,
it's going to be.
I did this paint thing one time for my sister's baby shower, and y'all, I painted this, okay? This is a shout out to my ex, actually. He had my back on this. So it was like maybe there was wine there. I don't know, but it was for one of her baby showers, and it was a paint thing. And I'm good at a lot of things. That's not one of them. And everybody's painting looked so good. And all we had to paint was flowers, and mine looked so bad. And my ex made us hang the picture I painted in our bedroom, and I kept taking it down because it was so ugly. Like, I think he was just trying to have my back. Yeah. It looked like a kindergartner painted it, and I kept finding it in the same spot. Like, I would sneak into the thing.
That's funny.
Yeah. He was like, but you worked so hard on it. I was like, yeah, I did, but.
And then I got a new one that you, hold on, did we do some Ross's? Take the Caribbean paint and paint from the line in the middle.
Just fucking going for it.
Blend the two paints together to make ombre effect. Okay, we did this. We did the ombre. You got ombre. We're good. It's
ombre.
Ombre. Ombre. You don't always say words correctly.
Hey,
we removed the tape. We did use the Admiral and start painting from the top.
We're a little too far in for you to be going back to all this.
I just want to make sure I'm doing this correctly. Take a lot of the white.
Are you jealous?
And start
of the
painting
way
from
I'm,
the.
I'm going.
This is. I mean, I love the technique you're using. Just the.
It's really a mix of multiple.
It's. I like it. Yeah. I like it. You're. You know,
it's
like using a different median.
Antique.
To take a lot of the white. And start painting from the line. Okay, well, I'm confused here. I'm just going to keep doing what I was doing.
All right.
And,
So I think what you're supposed to do, correct me if I'm wrong, is kind of mix that. Is that, are we blending?
A little ombre.
Yeah. This is just, we don't want anyone at home just to feel, so we're kind of dumbing it down, our abilities.
Yeah, like.
Actually, in all seriousness, I don't think it looks that bad yet.
I mean,
now,
I don't think you really F up just painting different shades of blue.
I was going to say it, but.
But this is the part that you will start.
This is the part that gets me.
This is the part that I'm confused on. So I'm supposed to be starting to take white now. I'm supposed to dab into the white.
I've been doing a bit of white.
Don't make it too white. I won't be able to see the moon.
Does it say that?
Yeah, it does. It says don't make it too white. Okay. Man. So we're just going to dab a little here, a little.
We're getting to a point in this. That just might start a little. To look drastic.
Oh, God. Megan did it too white. Okay. We're just going to tone that down.
We're offended that too white is.
Too white. Don't make it too white.
I wish I had a large brush still.
Man. All right.
Okay, so I'm just going to.
I don't really know what's happening here, but I'm just going to wing it. Just kind of channeling Bob Ross right now. Help me, Bob Ross. Help me.
Help me, I'm poor.
So what do you think is your... So you came and visited me. We spent Valentine's Day together. We were both very, very single. We were very, very single.
Died.
We did almost die on Valentine's Day. We went to a bar. We went to an Applebee's.
It was an Applebee's. This is what happens when you get old. It was not an Applebee's. It was a TGI.
Oh, God. It was a TGI Fridays. I forgot about that.
And
yep.
It was a case of black ice.
Mmm. Babe.
And the car did like a 360.
It did
right?
do a 360. Yeah. I've never done a 360 in a car before. So that
I've
was.
I've done it one other time, but it was in slow motion. It was not like what happened.
That was crazy. Yeah, we hit black ice going around the reservoir. We were like almost back to my parents' house. And just. I smacked up against a guardrail.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And, but that was it. Like, there was nothing wrong with my car. It was just kind of like it happened, and then it was over. It was weird.
It definitely kind of.
But it was scary.
Now, are we going all the way down on this?
I think it's looking like. I'm just wondering if I'm supposed to be taking more of the white. Am I supposed to be?
I think that really at this point.
You know what? It's self-interpretation. Art is what you make it, okay? You know what? If you want it, if you want your sky to be orange, then your sky can be
your
orange.
Night sky. You
if you want your night sky to be orange.
Now, can I blend other colors? No? Okay.
I mean, it's up to you if you want to. It's your painting.
You do you, Bill.
You do what your heart is telling you. If your heart is telling you.
It looks a lot like it's supposed to look.
I don't know if it really is, though. It's what that fancy art school I went to college just.
Yeah, it's that degree.
just helped me out right now.
You almost had that job at that art place.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, I was supposed to get a job at the Art Institute. I, like, met the head up, higher up, and did this whole thing, and. Seemed really promising, and then
that's how you got the medical field.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, all right, cool. And there was like, it was pretty much like a guarantee, like no questions asked. Like I got the job, and then the guy ghosted me. Fucking ghosted by the Art Institute.
Fuck you, Art Institute. Look
I was
at
pissed.
Now.
I was fucking pissed. I was like, let me see that motherfucker in a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, because you had an interview and everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, I interviewed like 3 times with them. And then, you know, I do remember like vaguely him saying like his only concern was that, you know, at the time they could only offer me like a part-time position, but it was like full-time hours, but it wasn't technically full-time. And I was honestly like, I'm just trying to get my foot through the door. I've got a kid to take care of. I just need some sort of income, like, right now. I mean, I'll figure it out. And I think that
I don't understand why places aren't just upfront. Like, if they're looking for something different, they don't just say that they're looking for something different.
Yeah. But it's fine because, you know what, it wasn't meant to be because, honestly, like, look where I'm at now.
Yeah.
You know? So, I ain't that mad about it. But yeah, it would have been a cool gig working at the Art Institute.
All right,
I think I'm good. I think I'm all right. I think this is what's
better than what mine.
Close to what I think it's supposed to look like. It's kind of.
There we go.
Just
there
a happy little sky. Just a happy night sky.
Okay, you know what we don't have is we don't have the water to dip our brushes.
Yeah, I think that's what's wrong.
Anything that's wrong with my painting, that's going to be why. Yeah, the water. Okay, now, what? Oh, no, shit. Oh, no.
I'm going to refill my glass.
Okay.
You like to refill yours? We're drinking just, you know, the classic.
Shout out Aldi.
Aldi Winkin' Owl wine, which is
Lincoln or Winkin'.
Winkin'. Okay. It's my faves.
All right, I'm kind of excited about this next step. Oh, okay.
So now we get to do the moon.
Oh, shit, we do.
Look, we get some happy trees. Mm. This is exciting. I'm super stoked for this. So what's your favorite Valentine's Day that you ever had?
Bitch, that moon didn't end up where I wanted it to.
Do you have a favorite Valentine's Day?
A favorite, you know what? Probably the one we spent together. I'm not a big, I like to get my kids stuff, but I'm not a huge Valentine's Day fan. So this year, my boyfriend always bitches about our spoons because they're from IKEA. He said they're not ice cream or cereal spoons because, you know, IKEA is kind of flat, which I'll give him that. So this year for Valentine's Day, which he in turn then ruined, I ordered him just a couple spoons off Etsy. And, you know, they're the spoons he likes, but they're engraved. So they say serial killer, but it's spelled like the cereal you eat. And it has
that's
a skull.
Cool.
And then it says, I seriously love you, spelled like cereal.
But
they came in the mail and they didn't come in like a hard package. So I was out with my sister and Kim Mott a couple weeks ago, and I got a text while I was out that said, hey, did you order two spoons? And I said, did you open my mail? And he said, no, but I mean, I can feel the spoons in this package. I mean, he didn't really know I had ordered him spoons, but so those were cute. But yeah, I've never been super like, oh, I do have a good Valentine's Day story though. So when I was in middle school, I think I was in seventh grade, I got, you know how, remember when we were in school, like middle school and high school, they would like, for Valentine's Day, mention your name on the announcements, and then you got to go to the office or whatever and pick up your Valentine's Day shit.
Mm-mm. Well, no, our school never did. I don't remember
this
that.
This was just middle school. So, and of course, like, I don't know who's watching for middle school. Shout out. Nobody, I was not a loser by any.
Nobody ever sent me anything. I don't think
well, listen to this. So they said my name, and I go down there, and I have this cute ass balloon, and this beautiful bouquet of flowers, and it says from your secret admirer, and I'm like, oh shit. From my experience,
I think I've heard this story.
So, I'm kind of hype about it. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, seventh grade, he's like, okay, who could it be? And I'm going through, like, is it this one? Is it this one? As if it could possibly be all these people. Just to find out 2 days later, it was my grandma. Okay? I was so pissed.
That's so funny.
I mean, I guess I was thankful that she didn't, like, you know, because that's a weird
age. Didn't put grandma?
Yeah. So she was smart enough not to put grandma. She was just trying to be cute, but I'm freaking trying to find my secret damn admirer. I'm like, who could it be? Is it this one? Is it this one? Like, there were so many possibilities. That was probably my worst. But honestly, even when I've been single, it's not like I'm at, you know, home getting upset about it. What about you? What's your most memorable one?
I don't know. Like, honestly, like, all of you, like, obviously in the last, you know, going on 6 years, my Valentine's Days have been really cute, been special because of John. But prior to that, I kind of, I don't know, I guess I, like, low-key hated Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm
like,
just, I'm lucky enough, in all seriousness, I'm lucky enough that I have somebody who's good to me all the time.
Yeah.
Who does really small stuff. I actually think that, like, the reason Rob doesn't like Valentine's Day is because he feels, like, this weird pressure about it. Like, I was telling him the other day, I was like, you do enough stuff for me regularly. I truly, it's not a trap. I truly don't care. But I wonder how many chicks really do care, like, after being married or in a relationship for a while, how many of you guys like actually?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean,
I think like to me, like I could care less about like getting a gift. I think it's just more of like, I'm a sucker for a card and some flowers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I I'm never gonna say no to flowers, but I will say that the most special I felt in a really long time was in the fall. Rob sent me a bouquet of flowers. I think there's something, and I know John has done this a lot for you since you guys started dating and got married, the just because flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Getting flowers, not because it's, you know, Valentine's Day, but just because, that's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
And then, you know, getting them like at work where everybody can see them and they're jealous. And it's not because your man messed up. But I wonder too, like, how many guys like really stress about Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it still stressful, or are we just all getting old? Nobody. Or is it like Mother's Day, and like all women are like, hey, let me just go have Valentine's Day.
You yeah.
The kids.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I get more excited. Not like, I mean, like, I already gave John like his Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah.
But like,
Rob opened the spoons.
But I get more excited now for like the boys. I just. Yes. I feel like for me, it's like more about them than it is about me.
Yeah, like, I like getting, you know, kids little gifts. Like, I got Lila a personal necklace made this year, my daughter. So I'm excited to give her that. What'd you get the boys?
Finfin got Legos. His first Lego set.
Oh, I saw pictures.
Yeah,
of that.
So I got him that, and then Momo got he just got V-Bucks because that's what he wanted. So,
yeah,
right. I mean,
I've gotten Jace's and Lila's. I have not gotten Silas's because they don't know what to get yet. So if anybody has any suggestions, I don't want to buy V-Bucks, but I don't want to blow anybody out of the water. But hey-o. Now, I don't know if it's because we're so far back, but from way back here.
It looks legit.
It looks legit.
Like, it looks really good.
But up close, that's a clueless clue. But up close, it's a big old mess.
It's a Monet.
Yes. Oh no.
All that's right. A Monet.
Okay. So we gotta.
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Fun.
We're about to put waves on the water.
Okay. I mean, yeah, from far away.
Yeah. Well, you're going. Yeah.
You can go in a fucking museum.
Okay.
Up close, it's hot mess city. It doesn't look that pretty.
So now I'm at the point. Oh my gosh.
What are you doing? What are we doing?
I'm just doing the line. At this point, I'm just following.
Oh God. This is where I'm going to start getting stressed out.
You just got to say, fuck it.
You just got to go with your heart. You just got to let your soul tell you what we're doing with these fucking trees.
How? I don't know. Oh, boy.
It's the things that, like, that's the stuff in circles and straight lines intimidate the crap out of me. Because I'm like, I can never, ever do a straight circle. Never.
Yeah. Especially
like, and she got,
me.
Like, fancy. Like, we got a little bit of, like, light coming from the water.
Oh, no.
Caitlin.
Okay. All right. I don't want anyone. Okay.
I mean, that looks pretty good, girl. That looks pretty good.
You know what? Come in my house. It's going to be the first fucking picture on the wall. I drew this. I've been
here this time. And he gets this one, like, who did this picture? Yeah.
Where'd you get this? Oh, it's an Amanda Hall original.
Yeah. Lila didn't do it. It's me.
Yeah, Lila's could be way better. She's actually very artistic.
So is Momo, but he just doesn't. He doesn't ever want to do anything. It's so weird. Like, he just doesn't. I wish he would, because he definitely has the talent, but he just doesn't.
Yeah, these trees aren't my best work. Or maybe they are. I can't get the line thin enough.
Just happy little tree. We're just gonna.
How does Bob Ross do the trees?
I don't know. Just a fucking mute. Wizard.
It's almost like a drunk person looking at the night sky.
It's kind of like he does this weird thing where it's like, this is weird, like, just I'm gonna.
I feel like I'm gonna take this home to Rob.
Look at my tree right now.
What are we gonna do with this?
See, like, it was all going good, and then
we got a new couch today. I'm gonna be like, I just brought home some art to go by the couch, just since we're spruce and everything.
It just fucking went downhill real fucking quick. Like, my tree just it looks like a fuzzy caterpillar.
Yeah, it's like, look, we're getting old, so it's like somebody's
oh man, it's just a fuzzy fucking caterpillar on here. Jeez Louise. Oh, maybe I should have, like, paid more attention to, like, what brushes did what. There's a whole brush guide here. Oh, man.
Okay, I'm just getting...
I'm still on one tree. You've got the whole fucking forest up there.
You know, once you start. This is fun, though.
This is fun.
Cute idea.
I was like, you know what? That'd be fun. Okay, that way I redeem myself using the smaller brush.
Okay. Okay.
That makes more sense. See?
Yes, yeah.
Got a little bit more control.
Yeah, it was getting
a little bit.
Your trees aren't my best work. It's starting to look like, remember when you could pre-order an apron, tote bag, mouse pad, magnet in elementary school?
What?
When you could create your own art.
Oh, okay. And you could order a
tote bag, magnet.
Oh, okay. Yes.
This is what this is giving me vibes about. All right, I'm just going to jump in and start with the waves.
Actually, I think I did that one year with Momo stuff. I bought, like...
Yeah, I always thought that was cute.
I always like the ornaments, like when they do the ornaments of the kids' artwork.
My grandma one time got the keychains and hung them as ornaments.
That's a grandma thing to do.
All right. This is it, guys.
We're good. Like, in the final stretch, I'm still working on my goddamn trees.
Well, just, you know, you got to let art happen to you.
Just got happy little trees.
And if you feel it.
Happy, happy if trees.
You feel it. I'm going to go ahead and throw my signature. Bottom of this bench. And we'll start the day at 25.
Put that shit on eBay.
There's somebody. The thing is, the thing about artists is there's somebody out there that would look at this and be like, oh my word.
Yeah.
And you think I'm joking, but I'm just going to go in here, do a little black.
So can I tell you about the most epic day that I had yesterday? Because I didn't get a chance to tell you about this yet. So do you guys want to hear a little story?
Due to COVID, we don't see each other quite as much.
Yeah.
I just get nervous. I'm always like, fuck, I can't even do my signature. Well, F that up. So anyways, we don't get to see each other as much. So yes, let's catch up.
So here's a little ditty about how your girl wound up with a fucking Mark DeBlas signatured fucking book.
Oh my gosh,
book.
Yes, please tell me this story.
So if anybody wants to hear the story, here it is. So yeah, so Mark DeBlas, one of my favorite actors of all time, fucking love him, obsessed with him. Saw that he put on his Instagram, like, him and his brother put a book out in, like, 2018, mm-hmm. and I knew about it, but, like, I never purchased it. I don't know. Just wasn't on my radar for whatever reason. So I was like, oh, I'll get to it, and I just kind of forget. So anyway, they re-released it, like, a couple days ago, and I was like, all right, cool. I was like, oh, you know what? Let me get that book. And so I couldn't find the re-released one, so I went on Amazon, and I'm like, I love you, Mark DeBlas, but I'm not spending $17 on a book that's been out for a couple of years. So I'm just kind of scrolling. I was like, and I always get books.
I'm not making that face to her story. I'm making I tried to fix my signature. It looks terrible.
but yeah, so I was like, all right, let me look at the used ones. And so I found like a used copy for like $8. And I think it even said up there something about like may have writing in it, like yada, yada, yada. I was like, okay, whatever. I don't care. And I was like, $8. That's for me. That's in my wheelhouse. So yeah. So book comes 2 days later, which was yesterday. I like come home from work. I'm super excited. I like open it up and I like look at it.
Is there a paper towel over there?
No.
I was going to be able to sell this, but now I messed it up. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm not trying to get sidetracked because I do want to hear the story. This did make me very excited.
So I opened it up and, like, I I like saw, and I was like, I look at it, and John's like, it's like, oh, like somebody wrote in it, and like,
wrote in it, fucking Mark Duplass.
Yeah, like it just took me a minute to like process, and I'm like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, is that? I like gave it to John. I was like, is that Mark Duplass? Does that say Mark Duplass? Like. And so we're like reading it, and I was like, no, like maybe I'm just kind of getting punked. Like maybe like this was something that was like pre-written in there. Sometimes people do that. Like they put like something that's handwritten, yeah, but really like, it's like a mass produced type of deal. Yeah, like I was like, maybe there's some sort of inside joke to that. And I was like, but then John's like, no, that's like, that's ink. Like that's real ink. And so I was like, okay. And then I like looked at the signature and I Googled it. And I was like, that's his signature. That says Mark Duplass. So I go to what everybody does in modern days. I go to the interwebs and I was like, I just need to hear it from Babe's mouth that it's really him. So I